Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Lee, here's what's dangerous, okay?
All right.
Charlie Kirk, before he was killed, described the rise of Joe Ron Mamdani as a distress signal from Gen Z. He said it was the second distress signal. The first, he said, I'm going to play the audio coming up, was that Gen Z 18 to 29s actually voted for Donald Trump. That never happens. They always vote Democrat, yeah. Particularly the men. It'd be a low majority, but it would be a majority.
Right.
And Donald Trump got the largest share of the youth vote for a Republican in our lifetime. Why? The economic stress. And that's what they hired him to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
And what one of the things that has been the saddest to me, I bought my first home when I was 23 years old, renovated it, flipped it, and bought another one on a journalist's salary, which I'll tell you, I made $19,000 a year at the time. And I really had to struggle to do it. I was eating cereal for 2 out of 3 meals a day. Okay, so it wasn't easy, but I did it. And then I took the money from that and was able to buy my, you know, real home before the age of 25, like a real home that wasn't for flipping, that was mine. It was a fixer-upper, but it was mine. And that is not possible to do anymore. We just hit a new low, okay? The share of home purchases by first-time buyers has plunged to 21%, the lowest on record. What was it before Joe Biden took office? First-time home buyers, typical month, 43% of the volume.
Wow.
Yeah, it's 21.
So it's cut in half,
mm-hmm.
More than half.
All-time low. I will never forget what it was like. My cousins and I did a very long road trip through Europe. I have a very big family, and so we ended up staying with family members there. Only one of my family members in Europe owned their own home. It was run down, had wallpaper from the 70s, they were so proud because they were the only people they knew who owned a home. It had been passed down to them. And one day they hoped to renovate it. And I was looking at it and going, I'm, you know, in my early 20s and I own a nicer home than this. And I was shocked. And I can remember sitting with the guy who's a distant cousin of mine and talking to him about it. He's like, oh yeah, nobody owns a home here until their 40s. And I thought, what? How terrible is that? Mm-hmm. Wow, that is awful socialist stagnation. And one of the first things I noticed too, Lee, when I went there, at the time when I went there, I was my first job out of college. I went to an employment agency and I ended up placed working for Shellco, which was a big industrial, commercial construction company in Charlotte, very famous. So, and I just, I worked in the trailer. I was the secretary. So I started to notice, you know, and be able to tell different kind of grading equipment from this. I could tell the stages of fixing a lot. I mean, you start noticing these things, right? I'm driving through Europe with my cousins on this amazing vacation. We're taking a car trip. And it dawns on me after about a week, I haven't seen a single construction site. I haven't seen any grading. There's no grading equipment in this country. Then I started looking for it. I'm like, will I see a construction project, grading equipment, all of that? Because the part of Shellco I work for mainly did site prep. Will I see it? I mean, it's very common thing to see here. You drive through Greenville, you're going to see construction equipment all the time, right? And I'm not just talking road work. I'm talking just construction equipment, right? You don't see it in Europe. And he said, nah, here, Tara, we don't even, like, if you're going to own a home, it's not till your 40s. Listen to this. Two days ago, from realtor.com, the share of first-time home buyers dropped to a record low of 21%. It was 43% when Joe Biden took office. While the typical age of first-time buyers climbed to an all-time high of 40 years. I bought my first home at 23. According to the National Association of Realtors. 40 years. We are now where they were in Europe when I just shuddered and was so glad I could go home. That's where we are. And the share, again, of first-time home buyers in the market has contracted by 50% since 2007. And homes were Bidenflated. From the beginning of the Biden administration to the end, the price of a typical home doubled.
And you're not even talking about the price of borrowing money.
No. And well, I mean, that's all, yes. It's out of reach. It's bottom line. It's just out of reach. It is. And so you've got a very frustrated generation that voted for Donald Trump. Well, this whole article talks about how bad it is and all, but what is causing this? It's the printing of money and the spending by Congress. Mm-hmm.
And therein lies Trump's problem.
Yep.
He's going to get blamed for the economy because he's the one that went out there and campaigned, day one, I'm going to take care of this. And he oversold that. That's the one mistake that I think that Trump has made. He made that comment about fixing the war in Ukraine. That's still going on. I don't blame him for not being able to do it. I didn't believe that he'd be able to do it on day one or in any time after, you know, quickly after the inauguration to begin with. I mean, it's just an incredibly complicated situation. But he oversold what he'd be able to do. He's, I saw him on Brett Baer's show last night, you know, talking about, hey, beef is down. The energy prices are down. It's like a 5-year low. He's right about that. And a lot of the things that he has done you can attribute to some of his policy changes. But the problem he's got is he oversold his ability to control the economy and get prices down, which he campaigned on. And then you've got these young voters who are looking for instant gratification, who are gullible enough to think that, you know, a change of president or a change of government can quickly change something that has taken years or decades to get us into. And there, I think that's why you are seeing some of these young voters. We may not be able to count on them in the 2026 general election.
Charlie Kirk warned that the danger of Mamdani is that they would become so desperate that they would latch on if what Trump was offering didn't work and work quickly, just like you're seeing, that they would spin toward socialism, which is only going to make it worse. It's not good. Brilliant article by Seton Motley in the, Red State. About this. This is incredible. The Congress has not passed a full budget, which would allow us to do cuts. You could do line by line cuts. You can't do that in a CR, which is what we keep passing. That's the problem.
Yes, it is.
The idiots in D.C. haven't passed a budget since 1996. The problem is this. 2009's one-time $831 billion stimulus has been CR'd into de facto permanence. You know we pass it every year.
Yeah.
People don't know that. Why do we do that? Well, greed is one thing. But the other reason is if we did it 1 year and then pulled it back the next, you'd have a massive contraction in the economy, Great Depression style. I mean, you'd lose points, plural, off the economy. And whatever party was in power would get absolutely just, you know, smacked because of it. So nobody wants to do it. So we just print it again every year, starting with 2009's one-time $831 stimulus. Listen to this. The same is now true of the $4.6 trillion D.C. spent on COVID response. Never unbudgeted. So Siard over and over. So remember all those checks were going out? We're still printing that money.
Well, and here's the other thing. These Obamacare subsidies that Democrats are claiming that Republicans are cutting off. No. That was in the law when Democrats passed it. It had a sunset clause. So they knew that they'd be able to put this in, get it to a point where it would end, and then claim Republicans are cutting something when they're not, and then force Republicans into a situation to continue the subsidies. That's all that's happening. Democrats voted for this budget. Democrats voted for Obamacare subsidies, and they voted for the law that has them sunset now in the next calendar year. And now they're claiming, oh, wait a minute, Republicans are cutting this. No, you voted for this. You voted for this.
So you're listening to this. This is why we had 3% inflation last month. Actually better than the month before because it was on track. It was 4%. So it's actually better, but that's still crappy. The U.S. Treasury has to hold bond auctions to sell all of this. They got to buy it back with printed money because there's nobody out there to buy it. Yeah. And we're insolvent. And somebody's got to make a decision. Look, when you look at the sort of almost verbally violent way that Elon Musk left the Trump administration, I actually got it because he understood, like Ray Dalio does. He warns every other week on CNBC, if we aren't cutting at least $500 billion a year, we aren't going to make it. That was the same number that Elon Musk mentioned. And he got incredibly frustrated when the Republicans in Congress were like, well, we're going to hold up, you know, Trump's nominees if he tries to make the cuts. So it's both sides in Congress that have screwed this up.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why you can't afford a house if you're in your 30s when I used to be able to buy one in my 20s. And, you know, it's happened very, very fast. It's happened over 5-6 years. That's the problem. Now, here's the thing, Lee. There is a solution, but it's going to be a skin of the teeth thing. In order, because Trump wants to cut this. Because remember, he was pledging 12 rescission bills. He actually got one through for just $9 billion to cut USAID permanently, right? There were 11 more behind that. He wants to do that half a trillion dollars in cuts, right? But so much is in his way. He needs the votes. It's too tight. If two things happened, we could probably do it. It's going to be very hard. We have to get back in the seats in Congress that should rightly be ours. So how do we do it? Number one, the Supreme Court has signaled they will probably end Democrat race-based gerrymandering where we draw special districts for black Democrats. That'd give us 20 more seats that should be ours, okay? And then there's another 6 to 8 seats that the Census Bureau stole through fraud. We got to get that. We got to get a new census through. We've got to do the census before the midterms. And then we've got to redraw the districts. Hail Mary pass. Then we would probably be able to have the Republican votes to keep the Democrats from unfairly and inaccurately winning Congress. And we'd finally be able to pass a budget where we could go through and cut line by line. It's the only hope we have, or we're going to be like Europe. We're already like Europe. Those numbers are incredible today, and they're only going to get worse. They're only going to get worse. And socialism, you think it's going to fix things? No. It's going to make them permanent.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you, and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Texter writes, Tara, yesterday Charlie James said we might as well get rid of the filibuster because Democrats will do it next time they're in power. I'll agree that with this, they will try. But last time they failed. They failed because two Democrats, Sinema and Joe Manchin, said no. Why do they want to get rid of the filibusters? They could pass amnesty. I'm telling you, Donald Trump would not be president right now if amnesty had passed. There will never be another Republican president if amnesty passes. Folks, we just watched in New Jersey, Democrats win the Hispanic vote by 30 points. What does that mean? We can't win the Hispanic vote if Donald Trump is not on the ticket. They will vote us into socialism. Why? Because that's what they know. That is who the countries that a lot of these folks come from are socialist. Or they're just authoritarian, or they don't have any Western set of values or freedoms. They don't cherish capitalism. That's why they had to flee their countries. Now they want to try it again here. It's what they know. It's what they'll vote for. It's why the Democrats brought them here. The thing that saved us, because remember, we had a majority House, majority Senate, and Joe Biden was president. We didn't get amnesty because Manchin and Sinema. And you know how hard they tried? I just see the hand of God in this. Do you know how? Because they didn't want, if you have a one-party system like China, it's over. It's always over. And that's what Democrats are trying to get to. And folks, you've seen how these Democrats are. Can you imagine them with total power and Republicans never able to win the presidency again? What would happen? They'd put the leadership of the entire Republican Party in prison via show trials. They actually had a name for it, it turns out. Arctic Frost. We're uncovering bits and pieces of it every day. But Joe Manchin stood in the face. Folks, I want you to hear this. This is Senator Joe Manchin. He's not in the Senate anymore. Retired now, right? It's from West Virginia. Moderate Democrat, probably the last moderate Democrat besides Sinema. She's gone too now, unfortunately. This is how far the Democrats went to try to force him to remove the filibuster so they could get to amnesty. Death threats. Again, he's a Democrat. You'll listen to him here on this podcast. And he's saying the death threats deliberately came from his own party via activists they hired. So understand, when Chuck Schumer is terrified, he's right to be. They will full stop kill you as fast as they will us in their own party. If they ever got total power, there is no stopping them. Listen to Joe Manchin describe, and he was, I remember this. There's video of it online. They were stalking him at his home, his vacation home, following him into the bathroom and making death threats. And in this, you'll hear the interview was from a podcast a couple weeks ago. Say, yeah, but come on, those death threats, all that wouldn't come from the Democrat Party. And he says, oh, yes, it was. They just sent the activist to deliver it. And he didn't knuckle, folks.
Then sure enough, 1 month, they come back with BBB.
Yeah.
Build Back Better. Now they're talking $6 trillion. That bill was $10 trillion if it was a penny with all the revamping. I couldn't get there, guys. And I told him, I said, Mr. President, I'm sorry. Man, I can't get there. And they tried for 8 months, beat up me. I mean, I had to have security.
Well, what is that like? Like, what does the pressure campaign look like? It's because it's not just the president, exactly as you write in the book. It's people showing up at the house. It's people with little kayaks with protest signs around your boat. It's pretty intense.
It's pretty intense, Shamat. But I can tell you one thing. When every day the Capitol Police call you and says your death threats are serious enough right now, so we have to have, you know, we'll meet you down at where you live and we'll bring you to work and we'll take you back home. You know, things are pretty serious. I never wanted to know the extent, but I knew they were serious. And then one time they said, this is really getting serious now, because now we got things. They know where your children go to school. They know where your grandchildren are, where your kids live. And I'm thinking, oh my God, this is crazy. And then I had a bunch of boaters come down, canoers. I got attacked by canoes. And I just said, guys, listen, we just disagree. It was all climate people. And I said, listen, I want a clean climate. I just know we need energy to run our country, and there's got to be a balance. And so I said, come up to my office. They said, what? I said, come to my office tomorrow. We can sit and talk. You don't have to be out here in the water. But they thought that was the show they put on. And they came the next day. We talked. We agreed to disagree on some things, and we agreed on some things.
But Joe, I just want to understand, though, like, do you think that these are just random acts, or do you think that it's an organized pressure campaign?
Oh,
like,
no, that was organized. They were paid, Shamath, because a lot of my friends who live on the down at the river, on the Potomac River with me, on the boat, they play like, how can I get a job with you? How can I do this if I want to protest? They says, oh, just sign up and get $15 an hour. I couldn't believe it.
He's a Democrat. And the whole conversation goes on for 6 minutes, but it starts off with the filibuster and the pressure from the Democrats on him to get rid of the filibuster, to allow like that version of the big, the BBB under Joe Biden, again, $10 trillion, all of that stuff through. They tried to knock the filibuster down to get it through. Thank God they did not. He stood in the way, and he's talking about death threats. Understand, folks, this. And Schumer knows this better than anybody. That's why he's afraid. Hakeem Jeffries is afraid. This isn't just Schumer going to lose a primary, okay? This is, they will low-key kill you. Your own party. You think they're going to stop at us? They won't. And this is him going, I mean, the podcast is trying to come back. Well, you know, the Democrat Party wasn't behind these death threats. I mean, that's not. Yes, and Manchin doubles down. Yeah, those are their activists. That's who sent the kayakers. That's who sent the protesters. That's who sent the people stalking me, sent the people stalking my kids, sent the people stalking my grandkids. That's how far the Democrats will go. But they didn't get it. But it gives you an idea of what they might do if they ever get power. Total power like they want. I say we don't make it easy for them. There is no guarantee they will pass that filibuster. They tried last time when they had the House, the Senate, and the presidency, and they failed. We don't do it for them. Texter writes, hey, Tiro, we're watching the transition of the Democrats into their true nature. It's like the Terminator movie after the mask of flesh was removed. That was a good movie, by the way. Wow, that is a really great comparison.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Folks, did you see this? New York Post reporting within hours of Mancami's victory, people began pulling their kids out of private school in New York, preparing to move, relocate to homes in the surrounding surrounding states, including vacation homes. See, right now, you can flee. Amnesty happens, and we create demographics. They're already here. They just can't vote. We create demographics like what is in New York. 20% can't speak English, 50% are foreign born. You're going to have a Mancami on every city council. You're going to have a Mancami ruling every blue area, and you will truly not recognize America. Got any plans to, I don't know, fly for Thanksgiving?
No, I never do, but I know many others do.
Yeah, that could get a little complicated. Headline, after electoral wins, left-wing senators want to keep the government shutdown going. So here's the proposition on the table. Unless illegal immigrants continue to get their free health care, nobody's flying. That's where we are today. I mean, that's literally what's going on here with the Democrats. Why? They just got to look at what all their years of hard work can do. In New York, you can get a full-fledged communist elected if you can get enough illegals in the country and keep them here. If you can get enough foreign-born in the country, one way or another, breaking immigration laws, Joe Biden did to confer benefits on people who do not, by law, meet the category, do not, by law, meet he basically just was giving out immigration benefits like candy. If you were from a country, where the refugees vote highly Democrat, he just sent a plane and got you. And you know what? Let's not forget Forward.us partnered. Look this up because it's crazy. Partnered with a nonprofit founded by George Bush, Barack Obama, and Bill Clinton to raise money for the illegal flights that Joe Biden, remember, initially said weren't happening. We're not flying hundreds of thousands of illegals in here and dumping them in places like Florida in order to blow them back up. We're not doing that. Well, we were doing that. And then once it came out, These presidents were raising tens of millions of dollars for these flights. In a older, saner America, they would have been indicted using RICO statutes because they have become part of the human trafficking network, okay? So here's the good news. Not so good if you want to fly somewhere, but the good news, okay? That Battleground America podcast that I did on that outrage, those presidents should go to prison for that, for colluding to ship illegal immigrants into this country. And remember, they were coming from Iran. They were coming from Qatar. They were coming, some of them, not a lot, but some from Yemen and Afghanistan. And again, it was anywhere where you can get a high percentage voting Democrat. It was a voter drive, okay? So that was just a few years ago in 2023. Look how far we've come. All of that is stopped. Zero illegal immigrants making it across the border effectively. That was announced yesterday. All-time low. Turns out you can do that without legislation. You could do it with sheer will using existing laws, okay? So where are we now? The Democrats have to keep these illegals here. They have to. George Bush has to keep these illegals here. Bill Clinton has to keep these illegals here. The Uniparty, Barack Obama, has to keep these illegals here. He was the other one that Bush and Clinton partnered with in order to pay for those flights that Joe Biden initially said weren't happening. You remember the UK Daily Mail and Todd Benzman broke that story, and the mainstream media lied and said, no, that's not happening. That's fake. UK Daily Mail doubled and tripled down, did not care what the lying mainstream media said. And eventually everyone had to admit, OK, yeah, we are flying illegal immigrants in here by the hundreds of thousands. That's how we were getting to, you know, 200,000 and 300,000 at the peak of this. So that has stopped. And Trump's got to get them out. And that's what this flight battle is about. Democrats, and I think some in the Uniparty secretly back, but aren't going to say it. Democrats are going to grind American society down to a halt. Stop the flights. Stop the food stamps. Cause mass chaos, Lee, to keep these illegals here. Meanwhile, overnight, Dr. Oz put connecting the dots I've been connecting on this show for really months now and a lot of weeks. And everybody who uses me for show prep, because I go first, I'm on the East Coast, so I know a lot of you do. And then later on in the day, I listen to you guys. This is the point that needs to be connected here very succinctly. And Dr. Oz does it, Lee. And it's this. He is now up to $1.3 billion in six states illegally spent on healthcare for illegals,
which we were told didn't happen.
Did not happen, but also did happen.
Yes.
And he's connecting this dot. He's saying that basically this is our fight, okay? We got to get the illegals off the Medicaid, because while they're still on the Medicaid, and this has just been the last few months, they're still on it under Trump. We've just now found them. He is, by the way, the director of the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare. Okay, so that's why he's Dr. Oz, Mehmet Oz is a Trump appointee. That's why he's doing this. He says in here, Lee, we can't get them out of the country with a cash offer if they have something more valuable. And what is that? The value of a Medicaid policy in their hand. We take the Medicaid policy away and they will take the cash offer. What is that? One free ticket home and $1,000 for each member of your family to restart your life. We're so sorry that Joe Biden invited you here. He shouldn't have done that. Have $1,000 a piece for your struggle.
And the legal ability to re-enter the U.S. Yes. At a future date legally.
Legally. So you can apply to come here and it will not matter that you broke the law, but don't let us catch you. Like that daycare worker. I'm going to get into that in a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's start with Dr. Oz. So he actually connects the two things and speaks the truth about why Democrats are fighting so hard to keep these illegals on Medicaid, that they're keeping the government shut down.
Six states believe that they should be allowed to pay for illegal immigrants on the state level, on their own, to receive free health care. Now, free health care insurance attracts illegal immigrants and it makes them unwilling to leave, even if we offer them cash. Equally importantly, I worry that federal taxpayer money will be siphoned towards these states and hurt the 44 states who disagree with attracting illegal immigrants with free insurance. In fact, Congress is shut down right now because Democratic senators don't like the One Big Beautiful Bill, which corrals this kind of fraud in Medicaid. We decided to investigate ourselves. I didn't really trust these six states. We found already $1.3 billion has been inappropriately taken from federal taxpayers in just the past few months. We just clawed back $300 million, which signals that the six states, they already know, they acknowledge that this is an embarrassing reality. We need to protect their most vulnerable and send a clear message that other countries should take care of theirs.
So he's up to $1.3 billion now. He's clawed back $300 million. This is, again, just six states in just the last few months. So this was his update yesterday. We've been talking about this for about a week, but this was his update yesterday. But you heard him, Lee, make the connection. We've got to get them off Medicaid so they will take our cash offer to leave. Mm-hmm. This is what the battle is about. This is what, if your flight gets canceled today, this is why nobody flies until illegal immigrants get their health care. That is the position of the Democrats. But Lee, I've wanted to have this fight for years. Yep. We have come so far in 3 years from three presidents, again, breaking federal law in a RICO-style strategy to fund illegal immigrant flights into the country, from that to this. Incredible. In less than 3 years would Trump's win.
Yeah.
This is why they tried to put him in prison, because they knew. They knew what they had put on the welfare rolls. Again, as it comes out from the Center for Immigration Studies, they've got the goods that 59% of illegals are on at least one form of welfare. Many are on more than one form of welfare, and 48% of illegal immigrants are on Medicaid. That's the fight. That's why you may not have a flight today. By the way, they're saying, Cheryl Cassoni at Fox News, if you're trying to gauge the odds, your flight will be shut down for your safety, by the way. Transportation Secretary Duffy saying, listen, the problem, Lee, is these air traffic controllers will miss their second paycheck on Tuesday. Right. I know you know that. Miss their second paycheck on Tuesday, right? So a lot of people can miss one paycheck. Two is really hard. And what they're beginning to do is, number one, they're going to go, you know, drive an Uber in, you know, so they're working two shifts, not one. That's really dangerous because they got to pay their bills, right? Can't default on your mortgage. And or they're just not going to come to work because they've got to feed their kids. They've got to pay their mortgage. And so Democrats are counting on that level of disruption for Americans to be calling their Congress member and demanding, hey, yeah, we don't care. Whatever you got to do to end the shutdown. Well, whatever you got to do is leave the illegal immigrants on the Medicaid, on the Medicare, and most importantly, on the welfare.
And Americans are responding to this situation, too. I know at GSP, they're doing a food drive to try to help out the TSA and air traffic controllers there. I've noticed on several businesses, on websites that I do business with, they've said, hey, if you're impacted by the federal government shutdown, let us know. We can try and help, you know, banks and other institutions. So, I mean, the American people are responding. Corporations are responding. People are empathetic to the situation that the federal workers are in.
Yeah.
But it's just Tara, to me, this is a slow motion insurrection that is going on in this country.
Yeah.
I mean, there is far more damage to people and lives and property going on right now than ever happened on January 6th.
Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
It is much more coordinated. I mean, you've got governors, you've got state legislatures, you've got various non-governmental organizations and PACs and fundraisers that are doing everything they can to subvert the power of the U.S. government. That's an insurrection.
Lorianne writes on YouTube, exactly right, Lee. What a brilliant way to put that. This is a slow motion insurrection. But Lee, the good news is at least we're finally having the flight instead of paying the UN to be invaded. I mean, we have come so far. By the way, Department of Homeland Security reporting, we are now up to 1.6 million total deportations, on the verge of 1.7 as folks begin to give up and leave. Every Medicaid illegal immigrant family that Oz finds on there. By the way, we're not being mean. It is illegal for them to get Medicaid under federal law. Okay, this is not legal. This is fraud. It's law breaking. Everyone we find is another family that gets on one of those deportation flights and leaves the country.
Battle. Terrace Herbaceous. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.